It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. There was a time I spent a lot of time in a radio studio every day in downtown Chicago underneath all that concrete and steel. What I enjoy now so much is being out and about visiting on farms and ranches. And one thing I hear from you producers all the time is how you are under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns with their products like the JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, JT6 Mystic Grease, JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. Those products, maybe they can take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders, producers, whenever possible, because these products are formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions. That's lubrication domination, all right. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website, mysticlubes.com. Let me spell it for you. Of course, you know how to spell it. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Some of you live in a part of the country where the Senate races are going to be in the spotlight this year, where the television political advertising is expected to really balloon this summer and fall. You know, it's already been a big year for political spot spending, according to the groups that track that. They claim that in all, nearly 386,000 television spots focused on the House and Senate races have aired from the first of this year to this past Sunday. 386,000. And that total surpasses the 355,000 broadcast TV spots that ran at the same point in the last midterm elections for Congress for years ago. From This Week in Agribusiness, is the price of corn about as low as it'll go? Some analysts are noting the USDA's estimate yesterday of new crop corn stocks came in below trade guesses before the report, showing that global corn stocks should be down to the lowest level in about 4 years. Meanwhile, prices have been tracking well below a year ago. The analysts note that a lot of good weather is already priced in by the market, and that pricing of supplies by the end users who need that corn should start to pick up, and that might help the corn market some. When members of the fire service lose one of their own, the send-off is very special. And this weekend, they'll pay tribute in Wisconsin to the life and the service to the community by Sun Prairie Fire Department Captain Corey Barr. Corey died in the line of duty earlier this week when that natural gas line exploded, leveling almost a city block of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, including the bar that he owned there. Corey's wife, Abby, told reporters that she could not have asked for a better husband than Corey Barr. She said her husband lived by the motto, "Happy wife, happy life." The couple's pair of twin girls just turned 3, and Abby said that when Corey would arrive home, the girls would run up to him screaming, "Daddy's home." The private family service is tonight. The public funeral is in the school gym tomorrow. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.